Hi there, this is John from the Free Gift from God podcast. I'm continuing on with this Salvation Road section about walking to Jesus. And today the topic I want to look at is salvation itself. The objective here is to gain an understanding of what salvation is and how we receive salvation. Basically, this session is a primer on salvation. It looks at what we need to do to receive salvation, and it looks at salvation from two different perspectives. First, salvation is a journey. We receive salvation as we walk with Christ. And secondly, salvation is a destination. We receive eternal salvation with Christ at the end of the journey. So the first scripture I want to look at is in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 76 to 79. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Before Jesus was born, we saw the preparation of the road to salvation beginning. When John the Baptist was born, this prophecy was spoken about him and the work that he would do. John came to prepare the way for Jesus, to bear witness to Jesus as the Son of God and the Christ that was appointed by God to bring God's salvation to mankind. It's through Jesus Christ that we receive the knowledge of the salvation from God, for there is no other way we can receive salvation but by the will of God through his grace. You can't earn it, you can't work for it, you can't gain it through great and good deeds. It's a free gift to those who have faith in Jesus Christ and walk in his ways. The second scripture I'm looking at is in Luke chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. As John the Baptist began his ministry, we see him speak of the salvation of God as he prepared the way by preaching repentance to the people of Israel. Unlike the message of the law that came to Israel through Moses, the salvation of God was not given to just one nation or people. Here we see in the words of John that all flesh, that's all of us, shall see the salvation of God. The salvation of God is available to everyone. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. That is the promise of God. He has made this wonderful salvation available to all of mankind, and there are none who cannot be saved if they will come to Christ. Couple of scriptures here. The first one is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 8 and 10. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. And a second scripture in Luke 19, verses 8 to 10 says this. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. When we come to Christ, we are called to the hope of salvation. Salvation is both a journey and a destination, as I mentioned earlier. As we walk with Christ, we grow into the salvation that we will receive at the end of the journey. That is our hope, that we will receive the salvation and the crown of life to live eternally with God the Father and Jesus Christ. In the second verse that I just read, we see here the start of the walk of salvation come to Zacchaeus. The beginning of the walk of salvation is repentance. It's turning your life around and thinking differently, changing the way you think. That is, to learn to think and do what is good and true in the sight of God. And we see Jesus make the point that this salvation is offered to the lost in this world, and that means everyone. Everyone is lost until they come to Christ to seek him as Saviour and to receive the gift of salvation. In Acts chapter 4, verses 10 to 12, Be it known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This is a stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the head of the corner. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There are in this world a great many cults, religions, and belief systems, but none of them offer salvation except Christianity. As we see here, a healing performed by the apostles Peter and John was not by their doing. The man was healed through the name of Jesus Christ. And Peter then goes on to explain that just as the man was healed in the name of Jesus, so too all mankind can be saved from their sinful and evil ways through the name of Jesus. In fact, Peter points out that there is no other way that anyone can be saved and receive the salvation of God except through the name of Jesus Christ. There is salvation in no other name. All of the New Age teachings we see today, the Buddhas, the Hindu gurus, and any other religion, cult, or belief system in the world cannot give salvation. Salvation exists and is received only in the name of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, we see these things said. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live. So where do we receive this salvation? The power of salvation comes through faith first and foremost. When we believe in what God has done through Jesus Christ, we begin the walk of salvation. And this salvation grows as we learn and as we understand and grow in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The power of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to bring us to salvation. For in the gospel we find the way to receive the free gift of righteousness by faith given to us by the grace of God. No man is righteous by themselves, because all men have sinned. But God, in his grace, through faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, has chosen to overlook our sins and declare us righteous when and if we will believe in Jesus Christ. This is God's free gift to man, that he enables man to walk with Christ and find his salvation through faith. And if we have faith, we shall receive the salvation to eternal life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, working together with him then, we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. As we walk with Christ, we need to make decisions all of the time. We need to decide whether we will follow the right ways and trust and obey the word of the Lord, or whether we'll choose our own way and follow the path of the world. It's only by following the ways of the Lord that we will receive salvation, so we must decide always, always to follow his leading. So when this verse talks about now is the day of salvation, it's saying that each day you may come up against situations where you will need the power of salvation to get you through a situation. Thus, now is the time to decide to walk Christ's way. When you come up against a dilemma, seek God and pray about the issue. Put your trust and faith in the Lord to deliver the right answer. This is what he's saying about listening to you at the acceptable time. And the acceptable time is right now. Come to him with all your problems, all your issues, your needs, your despairs and your wants. And also bring him all praises and give him all glory for when he does set you free and provide his salvation in circumstances. For this is the right and acceptable thing to do. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 to 14, says this, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbour has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this sentence, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. We see here that salvation is a journey. Paul wrote here in verse 11 that salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. When we first come to the Lord, we don't know much. All we have is a small measure of faith and the hope of salvation. But as we learn and we grow and we walk in Christ, that hope of salvation grows. We learn how to use the power of the gospel and the Holy Spirit to overcome our passions and overcome our lusts and desires, to overcome the flesh and to effectively fight sinfulness. We take hold of the righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ and use it to defend ourselves against the wiles and the cunning of the devil. Thus, and by this means, do we grow, and the ultimate reward of salvation gets closer and closer as we head towards our destination, which is eternal life with God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 says this: Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The journey of salvation is ongoing. And here we see Paul tell us that we need to work out our own salvation. Not that it's from us, but we need to seek for ourselves to find the salvation from God. No one can give us salvation. It comes only through faith in Jesus Christ. And as we walk with Jesus, we learn new things on how to walk. This is what Paul is speaking about in relation to God being at work in us. In a nutshell, God the Father is the architect of this salvation we seek. He put the plans together and made it all possible through his grace. Jesus is the builder and the focus of our faith. Jesus made it possible for us to come to the Father by dying for our sins and releasing us from the law. The Holy Spirit then picks up from the work of Jesus, for it's the Holy Spirit's job to bring us into the image of Jesus Christ. This is the ongoing work of God in us to lead us into salvation. And it is by the Holy Spirit working in us that the will and the work of God is being done. Our responsibility is to seek out the truth and to hold fast to their faith and to look for the things of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 17, we read these words: But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So how do we learn and grow in the truth that the Holy Spirit can use to transform us into the image of Christ? We learn by studying and learning the scriptures. It's the knowledge contained in the gospel and in the scriptures in the Bible that instruct us and teach us the ways of God, which are the ways of and to salvation. Our responsibility is to immerse ourselves in the scripture so that the Holy Spirit can teach us and guide us into the right paths that lead to salvation and life. The aim of his work, the Holy Spirit's work, is to bring us to perfection and maturity, complete in Jesus Christ, so that we walk as Jesus walked when he was on this earth. The last scripture I want to look at is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, which though perishable is tested by fire, may redound to praise and glory and honour at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Without having seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with unutterable and exalted joy. As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls. We need to and will go through many trials as we walk with God. That is our lot, for we have chosen to stand against the ways of this world and to do what is good, right and true in the eyes of God. In return, we are guarded and held firm in the hands of God, protected for the salvation that we are to receive as our final destination and reward. This is the outcome of our faith and hope in Jesus Christ. the salvation of our lives into eternity with Christ Jesus and God the Father in their eternal kingdom, free from all forms of evil and sin, free from sickness, disease, hatred and death. Be certain and seek out this salvation for yourself. No one else can give it to you. You alone, you must seek it and find it. A couple of questions to think about. Can you see that no one can give you salvation and that it's your responsibility to seek it out? And also, are you seeking diligently to work out your own salvation through faith in Jesus Christ? I hope the answer to both of those is yes. And here's a couple of things you could probably do to help yourself. Any time you find yourself in a dilemma or need to make a decision, take it to the Lord. Now is the day of salvation, and He will answer. Spend some time each day reading the Bible to immerse yourself in the Scriptures, so the Holy Spirit has the fuel to make the necessary transformations in your life to receive salvation. And try to spend at least a few minutes each day to read and think about what you have read in the Bible. Spend a few moments now in prayer and ask the Lord to help you to find the right path, His path that leads to His salvation. Thank Him for providing this gift to you and all mankind through faith in Jesus Christ. In the next session, I'm going to take a further step along this journey where we look at the subject of mercy. We'll view it both from the perspectives of the mercy we have received from God in His grace and the mercy we must show to others in return. So until the next session, I hope you found some value in this discussion about salvation today, and I hope that the Lord is with you through the rest of this week, and may the Lord be with you and God bless, and I'll catch you in the next session. This is John from Free Gift from God podcast, signing off.